This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 25 minutes till the top of the hour. Our next guests are from the Andrew P. Kacheverov State Library Archives and Museum to talk about First Friday at the Museum. All the way in from Ketchikan, Alaska, we have artist Kathy Russo. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be in Juneau.
Nice to have you here. And also Jackie Manning, curator of exhibitions at the Alaska State Museum. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
All right, Jackie, can you set us up for what brings us all together on this First Friday?
So opening tomorrow at 4:30, we have All Alaska Biennial, which is a statewide art exhibit that this time around was juried by Candace Hopkins. It's organized by the Anchorage Museum, and it is every couple years. It used to be All Alaska Juried and Earth, Fire, and Fiber, if you're familiar with either of those exhibits, and they've combined them into All Alaska Biennial. And there's an amazing array of types of work in there. One of the winning pieces by Christy Summers is a large sculptural piece with a ladder, and there's gold dripping out from underneath it. And there's also an honorable mention was done by Christopher Judd, a very representational, almost life-size painting of titled Grandma. So really, it's got a wide variety of different kinds of art. And then, of course, we have two of Kathy Russo's baskets in there as well, which are stunning.
All right. Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself as an artist.
Oh, boy. Okay. I started taking basketry classes at the Totem Heritage Center, which is a branch of the Tongass Historical Museum in Ketchikan, Alaska. And then I was here when Cheryl Samuel was teaching reintroducing raven's tail weaving to the Northwest Coast. So I did a lot of raven's tail weaving and eventually learned Chilkat weaving. So I was doing basketry, raven's tail, and Chilkat. I also did a stint as a Peace Corps volunteer in Guatemala, so I learned backstrap weaving. And then I went to graduate school, and that's when I started to develop my own style. So the baskets that are in the exhibit and the ones that I've been doing are more of a contemporary take on techniques that I've learned throughout my years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll be talking at 7 p.m. on Friday night. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
So the
7 to 8.
Okay.
The exhibit is from 4:30 to 7, and then Kathy's lecture starts at 7.
Yeah.
And Kathy, what are you going to share with the attendees on Friday?
So I'm going to talk a little bit about my history, a little bit about the techniques. So it's mostly my baskets have a top band that's twined, which would be the basketry, the raven's tail, the Chilkat. And then there's a little bit of a taniko, which is a Maori twining technique. The bottom part is looping, simple looping, which is a Guatemalan net bag technique that I learned in Guatemala. So I'm going to talk about how those two merge and come together. And the two baskets in the exhibit are actually part of a series. I refer to it as the transplant series. My work took a really different direction when 3 years ago my husband had a liver transplant. So these baskets I wove during his recovery period in the hospital. So they all have a lot of meaning, and they're different from my earlier work.
I bet. We have one of your pieces up at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Can you sort of describe what we're looking at for our listeners?
Okay, so the top part is twined, and I used wax linen, and most of the colors that you see are beads that I string onto the weft, which is the part that twines across the warps. So the top band is twining, and then the bottom part I use yellow cedar bark, and round reed is inside of it, and it's looped with the Guatemalan net bag making technique.
It sounds like you've seen several examples of indigenous basketry and weaving.
Mm-hmm.
What are some commonalities that you've seen over the years, if any?
Well, this is a really interesting thing. We were just talking about net bags. And way back when I was doing research on Guatemalan net bags, I requested to see a collection at the Phoebe Hearst Museum at UC Berkeley. And by mistake, they included an Athabascan babiche or caribou bag. And it's a netted bag. And I had no idea that net bags were used in the northern part, you know, the northern cultures at all. So that's kind of part of the design concept that I use in my baskets is, I'll talk about it in my talk.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And yeah, and for no spoiler alerts or anything like that, what, you know, a lifetime weaving and studying different cultures and different styles, what are a few takeaways for you?
Well, I'll tell you, my husband spent about 8 months in the hospital after his transplant. And if I hadn't been able to weave baskets, which I can do anywhere with any material at any time, I would have become a basket case. So for me, it's like it was a lifesaver.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jackie, can you give us the details again on tomorrow, please?
Yes. So First Friday's reminder at the museum are always free. And the opening is from 4:30 to 7 p.m. And then Kathy's lecture will start at 7 p.m. in the lecture hall.
All right. Jackie Manning, Kathy Russo, thank you so much for coming on the show. Kathy, where can we find your work online?
Oh, KathryNRousso.com. I have a website.
Thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.